Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bova Metzia Daf Nun Beis. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a specially marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Take note that today's Shiur begins 4 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. You will notice a new Mishnah. Before we begin the actual text, we glance at the side in one of the features of the Shas Ozer, the marked Gemaras that we use, and we have the Nosei, the topic heading, and we also indicate that this will last until Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. So we have ahead of us a rather long topic. We've noted Shiurim B'Shchikas Matbea. We're going to be dealing with the erosion of a coin. How much can a coin erode, and then what would be the result? I should point out, before we get too further into the text, the coins in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and in fact, up till very recent times, vis-a-vis the time of this recording, coins had intrinsic value as well as commercial value. When we speak of intrinsic value, we're referring to a precious metal that was the substance of the coin, gold coins, silver coins. And in addition to that, the coin had value for commercial purposes in so far as it was minted. It had an imprimatur on it. Without the imprimatur, though there was intrinsic value, that did not necessarily guarantee that a vendor would accept it in exchange for goods. So that when we speak in terms of the erosion of a coin, we are certainly diminishing the quantity of precious metal that makes up that particular coin. So that even though an imprimatur may remain, there is nevertheless that actual loss that one has to consider. And we continue in the note that we have on the side, in the margin. Ad kamo shchikoso, let's start again. Shiurim v'shchikas matbea, quantities in terms of the erosion of a coin. Ad kamo shchikoso, how far can we speak in terms of its being eroded? V'adayin, number one, nitan lehotzia. Ke yofa, that you could still use it as its original full value. So that if you have a coin that just came out of the mint, so it has 100% value, not only in terms of the denomination of the coin, but the intrinsic metallic content. In the course of time, there is erosion that sets in. With a little bit of erosion, we will nevertheless say you can still present it as a coin at its full face value. Number two, behemshich haGemara, behemshich and the continuation of the Gemara itself, haGemara todun bashiur. What is that quantity? Another issue is how much can the coin erode? She nitan lekaima. That you can, even though it's eroded a significant amount, you can still keep it around. V'hainu, b'matzav shenishchaka yeser mi kidei aina, whereby a coin has eroded more than the percentage that's acceptable as far as aina is concerned. Up till now, we've mentioned 1/6 in terms of overcharging or underpaying for an item as the shiur aina. When we get into the coins, we're going to find that even though one of the opinions mentions 1/6, there are other opinions that indicate that the erosion level is even less than that. A smaller fraction of erosion would still constitute too much erosion, putting it in the category of ona. However, we will say you can keep the coin. Avolo yehe chashash ramos. So it may have eroded more than the ona rate. However, we're not suspicious that you will use it and trick people with it. Shiatzig sela shenifchas harbe ketzela sholing. The example we chose here is the sela coin. Sela is a denomination of currency. Maybe you're familiar with other denominations like a dinar and a shekel. And there are smaller coins, a punyon, a maw. Here, we'll mention a sela, the largest denomination of coin that is regularly found in the Shas, in the Gemara. You have a coin that's eroded more than the oino percentage. We'll tell you, you can keep it, and we're not fearful that you will present it as if it's a full sela. Then there's another level, shiur shchika shikva osu l'kaimo, a certain level of erosion that we say you cannot keep it around. We being fearful that you will misrepresent the coin. And people aren't always aware of exactly what they're receiving. They see a coin and they see they're participant in a transaction, and they assume that what you're presenting to them is what it is. So you could have a situation where the coin erodes so much that you would present it as one thing when in fact its value is considerably less than what you're claiming. We've given you the headlines of the sukkah. Now we turn to the text. Kamote asela chasera v'lo yehe bo oino. How much can a coin become eroded and there will not be a problem of oino? Rabbi Meir Oimer, Abba Yisras, Yisur Ladiner. A sela coin, if it's eroded to the value of 4 Isar coins, which turns out to be 1 Isar per dinar. There happen to be 6 Isrim in a dinar, and there are 4 dinar in a sela, so if you make the calculation, you will find that we're talking about an erosion of 1/24. We're using coins as a standard of erosion, but it's more accurate to say that we have to focus on the fraction that the coin cited represents vis-a-vis the larger coin. So an Isar is 1/24 of a sela. So if a sela coin is eroded 1/24 of it, or let's say less than 1/24, it's considered a coin that will not create a problem of oino when you present it as a full sela. Rabbi Meir, the next shita, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, arba punyonois punyon ledinar. A sela, if it's eroded to the tune of 4 punyon, a punyon is a coin that's larger than an isar. There are 12 of them in a dinar. I should say there are 12 punyons in a dinar. The isar we mentioned before, there were 24 of them in a dinar. So there are 12 punyons in 1 dinar. 4 punyons in a sela would be the same rate, namely a 1/12 erosion. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, we continue at the top of Daf Nun Beis. Shmoine punyonis, if a sela is eroded to the value of 8 punyons, which turns out to be shnei punyonim ledinar, 2 punyon per dinar, which is a 1/6 amount or a erosion rate. That happens to be the same 1/6 as we have been familiar with in other commercial transactions regarding the laws of Oino. Ad Mosai Mutar Lahachzir. If a person, let us say, received in a transaction a worn-out coin, up till how much time can you demand the item back and give the customer back his eroded coin? Bekrochim, in large cities where there are money changers, ad kidei shiara l'shulchani, the amount of time that it would take to bring the coin to a money changer, whereby you can evaluate the coin you received in contrast with other coins and see that what you have has really become eroded. So if it takes 20 minutes to get to a money changer and you wait, let us say, 25 minutes since you received the coin, you can't demand your merchandise back and give back the coin. You waited too long. Bekforim, in villages where there are no money changers, and we say you can demand the return of your merchandise and give back the coin ad Arvei Shabbosos, until Friday. What's significant about Friday? So Rashi says, ad Arvei Shabbosos, three lines from the top, Shibbol Lahotzi Ober of Shabbos, you take the coin you use your money on Fridays to buy Lusudi Shabbos, to buy your Shabbos meals. Oz Yeda in Yuchalo Itzia Vikablua Mimenu. At that point, you'll take your coin that you are questioning and try to offer it to the people selling food on Friday and see whether or not they'll accept it, so that your opportunity for evaluating the quality or the value of the coin for people in villages, that opportunity arises on Friday. So if a villager waited after receiving such a coin, a questionable coin, and he let a Friday pass by, it's too late for him to demand his merchandise back. Im hoya makira, afilu lachar shnei moser chodesh, mekablo haymenu, v'ein loy olav ela tarumes. Here we have a sentence in the Mishnah that has pronouns in it. Pronouns are public enemy number one for people trying to achieve proficiency and precision in their Gemara learning. The Gemara itself will confront the issue here of who is being referred to. So we will translate the Mishnah at this point simply using pronouns in the spirit of the Mishnah, and we'll wait for the Gemara to clarify. So it says here, at Im Hoya Makira, if he recognizes the coin, the eroded coin, Afilu Achar Shnei Moser Chodesh, even after 12 months, Mekablo Imenu, he takes it back, and Ve'ein Lo Olav, and he does not have upon him, attitude-wise, Elo Tar Oimes, nothing other than ill feelings. To leave the Mishnah as it is in the translation form would be a major mistake. It doesn't appear to make any social sense. Nevertheless, we'll wait for the Gemara. And v'noisno l'maiser sheni, v'eino choshesh. One can use the eroded coin for the purpose of redeeming the maiser sheni tithe, and have no concern that he is using it. She'enu elo nefesh ra, for he is nothing other than a person of bad spirit. Once again, a literal translation. The Gemara will have to clarify the details. Rashi here says, v'noisna b'chilul maiser sheni, he uses the coin for redeeming the maiser sheni produce. Instead of bringing the one-tenth of his harvest to Jerusalem and eat it within the walls, which is what the Torah expects with regard to the Maiser Sheni tithe, you have the Torah option of redeeming it onto money, bringing the money to Jerusalem and buying produce, buying food items, and eating it there. So you can use this coin for that purpose, for the redemption of the original Maiser Sheni. Uva Gemara Meforesh, im b'shavio, im b'sela yofa. The Gemara will have to clarify in your use of an eroded coin, of a worn out coin for pidyon ma'aser sheni. Are we talking about the coin reflecting its actual value, or as an original full sela value? How much produce can you redeem onto the eroded coin? Lefi she'eino mida zu shel poislei matbea b'shvil chisor ma'at ela nefesh ra. People who reject worn out coins because of a small level of erosion, although they rule thusly that the coin is unfit, nevertheless, that comes from a spirit that we call nefesh ra. Too frugal, too cheap in their attitude toward matters of money. Before we start the Gemara itself, we glance at the side where we have a Nosei topic heading, which reads Yishuv Stira. The purpose of the opening Gemara is to resolve what appears to be a contradiction. By Mishnah Katani, in the Mishnah it was taught, the Pchisa Kfi Shiurim Elu Ein Ba Mishum Oino. The amount cited in the Mishnah, whether it was 1/24th erosion, 1/12th, 1/6th, that level of erosion does not constitute a problem of Oino. And the coin could be presented as a full coin. In the Gemara, the opening of the Gemara, we'll see a Tanaic source of Brisa that suggests that those numbers, those fractions, are in fact numbers that tell you you have reached the shiur of Oino. You have reached the problematic level of depreciation. So we have to resolve, are the numbers in the Mishnah indicative of something that's not an Oino problem, or it is the Gemara. Viromini, we raise as a contradiction. Ad kamotea sela chasera. How much can a sela coin be worn out? Yeah, boy, no, and there will appear a problem of Oino. And this is an abbreviated source, and the source would go on to report the very same numbers we saw in the Mishnah. Now, you'll notice with our markings, we dashed underlined Vieba, and we have an arrow indicating Nun Aleph on the base, and you can go back to Nun Aleph on the base, and you see there, three lines from the bottom, the low Yeheba. That's the contradiction. In this source, we're saying that these fractions represent an Oino problem, and in the Mishnah, those fractions were low Yeheba Oino. I just want to repeat, for some people it's not obvious, but this abbreviated brisa is simply to be superimposed on the Mishnah with all of the numbers that we saw in the Mishnah. And so the brisa is saying that all of the numbers, the different opinions we saw in the Mishnah, represent opinions that yeah, bo, you know, there will be an Oino problem. The Rashi across from here says, "Veromini kamote sela chaser v'yebo ino almo." This shows us bahani shuri. These quantities havyo ino represents a problem of ino, whereby the coin cannot be used at full face value. Umasnisin kotoni velo yehe. And in the Mishnah, you saw it saying that there would not be a problem of ino. Almo bahani shuri lav oino hi, that with these statistics, these fractions, you're not yet at an Oino problem. Adikotfe, unless it's eroded more. The Gemara answers, Oma Rav Popo, lo kashya, there's no contradiction. Tana didon kachoshiv mimata lamala. Our Mishnah is starting with very small fractions and working its way up, so that in the mind of our Mishnah, if it's a 1/100th erosion, there's no Oino. If it's a 1/50th erosion, there's no Oino. If there's a 1/24th erosion, now you get to the first of the opinions in the Mishnah, And that's the style of the Mishnah. So when the Mishnah uses the term v'lo yehei, Rav Papa tells us that lo yehei is not going on the Mishnah, on the statistic that's taught in the Mishnah itself. It's referring to amounts of erosion that are less quantity-wise than that which is in the Mishnah. Tana Bora, we continue in the Gemara. The Tana Bora means the Tana of the Brisa. The word Bora literally means outside. Brises are additional Tanaic literature, hence we use the term Bora or Brisa. The Tana Bora, Kachashiv mi lamala lamata. The Brisa is working from the opposite direction. If a coin is, let's say, worn out one half, it's a serious level of erosion. If it's worn out one quarter, it's a serious level of erosion. It'll be a major oinoa problem. And if it's eroded, then we saw 1/6, then we say there is still an oinoa problem. So that the Tana, the numbers, after all is said and done, represent numbers that those numbers are a shiur of oinoa. Once the erosion level is less than these numbers, then there is no problem of oinoa. The Rashi, just a few lines down from here, says milamala lamata choshiv. The Brisa was starting with a level of erosion that was very significant. Sela shepichasa, a sela coin that gets worn out. Kama pichasa liyospa oinoa. How much can that erosion be, and it will be considered a problem of oinoa? Meforsh kol pchisa gedoyla shebo kagon sheva soros or sheish or chamesh havi oinoa ad dal v'hi b'cha. Here we have, that's the key point. Until 4 isoros per sela, and that of course was the opinion of Rebbe Meir, the first opinion, which was the 1/24th level of erosion. So once it gets worn out at that level, that is also a problem of oinoa. Rashi goes on, avalatana didon, ein arba b'chlal. The 4 isoros is not included within what the Mishnah was saying when it said, how much erosion can there be, and it's not a problem of oinoa. Lo yehe is not included in the term lo yehe that was in the Mishnah. The al korchach lo misukma elabachi. Therefore, the resolution is as we said. The fractions that appeared both in the Brisa and the Mishnah are fractions of erosion or levels of erosion that there is an oinoa problem. A lesser amount of wear on the coin will not be a problem of oinoa. Let's turn back to the Gemara. My shno besela de pligi, umay shno betalis de lo pligi. What is the difference between the issue of a coin and its erosion, where we saw a number of opinions regarding level of erosion / oinoa? And when it came to articles, the term talis is cited as an example. Rashi calls stam schira, standard items, merchandise. Talis is just a generic term for merchandise. And why is it that when it comes to merchandise, the low plea, we don't find any disagreement? Everyone agrees that, as we saw in the Mishnah back on the Mem Tes Omid Beis, there's no disagreement as to what is the level of mischarge that would constitute oinoa. Omar Rava. Rava, first of two answers to this question, Man Tano Talis. Who is the author of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, which says that by merchandise the oinoa is 1/6? Rabbi Shimon, it's our Rabbi Shimon from our Mishnah who says that when it comes to a coin, the level of erosion that would constitute an awe is in fact 1/6. According to Rava, then, the Mishnah Mem Tes is not a Mishnah that represents unanimity. The Mishnah is the subject of a machlokas, and it, on the Mishnah Mem Tes Amud Beis, that speaks about 1/6 as the Shiroi Noah by merchandise, is in fact only one opinion. It's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Abaye Omar, Abaye says, like we thought originally, that the issue of merchandise is not the subject of controversy. It is unanimous. So then what's the difference? Talis achtus mochilinish. When it comes to garments, I say garments here, even though before we spoke about merchandise, because in this particular example, the illustration that Abaye gives is most appropriate with regard to the realm of garments. So Abaye says, with regard to garments, people are willing to forego their having paid up till a sixth more because of what a common saying. The Amri and she people say, Oshik legabech v'shavi lekresech. Oshik is a term meaning expensive, paying a lot. When it comes to gabech, your back, meaning we say the shirt off your back or the clothing on your back, it's an expression that we use to this day. When it comes to clothing that you put on your body, even if it's a matter of paying more for it, it's still worth it. So up till a sixth, people are willing to forgive. They're having paid a little too much, so they're forgiving that additional amount. But when it comes to food, then don't pay for food other than its actual value. What we want to emphasize here is Oshik Legabech. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil, Oshik Legabech, the third Tosfos on the page, he raises the issue of Im Tomar Otenach Nisan Elokeach. This example of people willing to pay more, who was getting ripped off then? The customer, the purchaser was getting ripped off. So we have an explanation suitable for a case where a purchaser is ripped off. Nisana Moichir Maikol Lemeimar. What about a case of underpaying for merchandise? How do you explain that as being the 1/6 rate that applies to a case of a vendor being underpaid of a sixth less than it's worth? V'hotenach Ksusen. This example that Abai gives is suitable for garments, as we said before. Peros Michael the Mamor. What about food? The Yesh Lamar de Lo Plug Rabbonan. The first answer that the Tosfos gives is, once we establish this idea of willingness to pay up to a sixth more when it comes to clothing, we expanded that to all cases of commercial transaction and all parties involved, not only buyers, but also with regard to vendors. V'od yesh lomar dikratam have a sela kevon de lo sagi lo mochil. Then he adds another explanation that the real reason when it comes to coins becoming eroded, once it reaches a point that it's not accepted in standard commercial transactions, people are not willing to forgive. They're not willing to overlook, so that people will be more precise when it comes to coins, because the lack of ability to spend them freely, to spend them with in an unrestricted fashion, creates this sense of tension upon the population that they're not willing to forego, even if the erosion level is less than a sixth. So the Gemara continues. We read half of Abaye's statement. So Abaye explaining why, when it comes to merchandise, the onor rate is much larger. Sela kevan de lo sagi le lo mochil. This is what Tosfos had said. Tosfos took it from the Gemara. When it comes to a coin, once people find it's not sagi, they can't spend it freely. They're not willing to forgive on the discrepancy. Gufa. Here we cite the source that we mentioned before in passing in a full fashion. This is the complete source we mentioned before was cited in an abbreviated fashion at the opening of our Gemara. Here you see it in its full form. Ad kamo te hasela chasera v'ye ba oino. And here notice v'ye ba is similar to v'ye ba that we saw before. How much erosion can take place in a coin and it will be considered a problem of oino? Rabbi Meir Omer arba isoros isur ladinar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer dalid punyonos punyon ladinar. Rabbi Shimon Omer shmoina punyonos shnei punyon ladinar. Yeser al kain moichro b'shavya. This expression will be explained later in the Gemara. We'll tell you now, even though at this point the Gemara hasn't yet offered an explanation, but in anticipation of the Gemara later, Yeser al kain means that the erosion level has not reached the level of oino yet. So that the coin is yeser is larger, is more complete in the sense that it has not eroded very much. Hence the term yeser al kain is appropriate. So if the erosion level is less than that which we mentioned till now, moichra v'shavyo, you can present it as a perfectly complete full selah coin. Ad kamo tifchas v'ye rashoi l'kaimot. How much erosion in the coin can we allow, and you would still be allowed to keep it around, to maintain it? The sela, if you're dealing with a sela coin, ad shekel. If it's eroded up to, down to a shekel, is half a sela. So it would be an erosion that 50% of it has been eroded. The dinar, ad rova. When it comes to a dinar coin, ad rova. Now the thinking now, but it will be changed later in the Gemara, the thinking now is a dinar coin, if it's eroded down till a quarter of its original size, you can still keep it around. Pochos mikan isar osur. Another phrase that is difficult to understand. The Gemara will deal with it as well, but it says less than this by an Iser. Iser is the name of a coin, then it's also to keep it around. It would seem to mean that if it's eroded more than that which we just said, if you have a Sela coin that's eroded more than half, it would be Iser. The problem here is that once you say more than half, it means even a Mashu, even a minuscule amount. Why do you say eroded more than half by an Isar? That's difficult to understand at this point. So if it has become eroded to that point, it's also to keep it around. Hareze lo yimkirena, you shall not sell it or transact the coin. Lo latagor, lo laharam, lo laharog, not to a merchant, not to a haram. It's a type of criminal. Rashi says he's a person that forces others into things. He's an odom anos. V'lo laharog, don't give it to a murderer. V'nei shemiramin bo es achirim. They would use this coin to trick others. And because others are fearful of these kind of people, they will take it from them when it's presented to them as a full coin, as a full original denomination. So what do you do then if you have a coin that's so eroded? Elo yikavena, where nekev is a hole, make a hole in it. V'yitlena b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar bito, and use it then as a pendant around the neck of your son or daughter. Omar Mar, a quote from above. B'sela ad shekel b'dinor ad rova. Why the difference in quantities here? Why, when it comes to a sela coin, are we suggesting that an erosion till a shekel is an amount that we say you can still keep it. And when it comes to a dinar, we say it can get eroded, three quarters erosion, and you could, up till that point, you can still keep it. Why the different standard? By the way, don't make any mistake. When we say you can still keep it, we indicated before, it doesn't mean you can pass it off as a full-fledged original sella or original dinar coin. But nevertheless, up till this point of erosion, you can still keep it around, and we're not fearful that you're going to use it to trick, to mislead the public. So just to reiterate the question, why the different standard when it comes to erosion levels of a sella versus erosion levels of a dinar coin? Omar Abai says there's no different standard. My rova de kotoni, the rova term used by the dinar is not a quarter of the dinar. My rova de kotoni, nami rova shekel. The dinar coin can become eroded to the point of a quarter of a shekel. What's a quarter of a shekel? So you have to know what a shekel is. A shekel contains 2 dinar. So a dinar itself represents 1/2 shekel. A half a dinar is a quarter of a shekel. So that we said a sella coin can get eroded down to a shekel, which represented half of the sella. The dinar coin as well can be eroded down to half its original metallic content, and still you can keep it around. Half of its content can be described as a quarter of a dinar, a quarter of a shekel. Not like we thought originally that a quarter was a reference to a quarter of a dinar. The term rova represents a quarter of a shekel. And for our purposes, that means 1/2 of a dinar. Omar rova, daika nami. By careful reading of the Tanaic source, you find that this is the actual explanation. This is an accurate explanation. The kotoni rova, the lo kotoni revi'a. If the intention of the source was to refer to a quarter of a dinar, the term revi'a would have been used, but that's not the word that appears. The word that appears is rova, indicating a quarter of something else, a quarter of a shekel in this case. Shma mino. So this is conclusive. The Gemara asks, Loma le limitle le dinar beshekel. When speaking about the erosion of a dinar, you speak in terms of it's becoming eroded to the tune of a quarter of a shekel. You probably could have said eroded to the tune of half a dinar. So why the reference to shekel when referring to the erosion of a dinar? The Gemara answers, Milsa agav urche komash malon. The Mishnah, by the Tanaic source, by referring to a quarter of a shekel while discussing a dinar, is alluding to something else by the way. And what is that? The ika dinar da osi mishekel. In order to appreciate that, we look at the Rashi. In the wide lines, a third of the widest lines under the Gemara text, the osim shekel, im piches a shekel, ad chetzio, if a shekel coin is eroded till half, finase dinar, and it becomes a dinar. So we go back to our Gemara and said that the talk of the dinar erosion in terms of a shekel, i.e. a quarter of a shekel, clues us into this other point that you can have a shekel eroded till the point that it is the same value as a dinar. Misaya lei le Rabbi Ami. This point supports Rabbi Ami, the Omar Rabbi Ami, dinar haba mishekel, a dinar that was originally a shekel, in other words, we're describing a worn-out shekel, mutar lekaimo, you can keep it around, and Rashi adds, more importantly, not only can you keep it around, but you can present it as a dinar. It is a coin that was originally a shekel. It got worn out, half, 50% of it worn out. You can present it now as a full dinar coin. There's another point, though, Rabbi Ami makes. Beis. We continue in the Gemara. Dinar haba misela osur lekaimo. What is that? So you have what is now, let's say, metallic content-wise, a dinar, but it started off as a sela coin. There is a significant difference between what you have now as a dinar in terms of metallic quantity that started off as a sela versus one that started off as a shekel. And Rashi points this out. Dinar haba misela osur lekaimo. Also, come, you cannot keep it around. Afilu lehotzio bedinar, even to transact it as a dinar, you cannot. You can't do that. You can't even keep it around. Since it, this dinar, came, originated as a heavy coin, a thick, wide coin. When a thick, wide coin becomes eroded, it becomes eroded in the form of becoming thinner and thinner and thinner. Tanyinbo, people will make a mistake, la'omdoi b'shekel. They're going to think that it is a shekel. V'osi l'kubumi b'tera shekel. Don't forget, a shekel is half a sela. So a dinar, which is in turn half a shekel, a dinar that originated as a sela, and it's now eroded, we'll say 70%, 75% erosion, people will think that it's only a 50% erosion. And they're going to think that it's a shekel. And you'll pass off something that's worth only half of that, and people will view it as a shekel, which would, of course, be a major discrepancy. We turn back to the Gemara. Pochos mikan isar osir. Use the arrow that you see to the side of the Gemara text to see where this quote is coming from. In the source, after mentioning amounts of erosion that are such that you can still keep the coin, the Gemara taught that if the erosion level is pochos mikan isar, then it's osir. You cannot keep it around. My ko'omar. What is meant? What does the source mean? One thing is for sure, and Rashi points this out, you cannot say, as an example, by a sela coin, that it became diminished by a shekel plus another isar. If you look at Rashi, toward the bottom of the page, my komar, ha leko lememar. This you cannot say. Pochos mikan, dim omad sela al pochos mi shekel, o im omad dinor al pochos mi rova, by an isar, osur lekaimo. Put the my iri isar, why cite or make reference to the isar amount? Afilu mashunami, even a minuscule fraction of that would still present a problem. Domar, you said earlier, b'sela shekel, a sela that gets eroded till a shekel, that's okay. Vesula, but any more than that, even a fraction, even a negligible amount, would be a problem. So, once again, what was the intention of the source when it spoke of Pochos Mikan Isar? It's Osir. Omar Abaye. We have two explanations, and you can see we've highlighted the names with a house marking. On the side of the Gemara, we indicate Shnei Pirushim Ledivrei Abraisa Pochos Mikan Isar, that it's then Osir. So Abaye says, Hochi Ko'omar. Pichaso Sela Yoiser Mikdei Oino Isar Asur. If a Sela coin became diminished more than the Ono amount, we saw three opinions as to what the Ono amount of a coin wear out is. If it became diminished more than the Ono amount by an Isar, it is usur to present the coin as its original face value. Amarleya Rava Ihochi, if that's what you're talking about, namely the point at which a coin gets eroded at that you can no longer present it as it at its original face value, afilu mashu nami, even if it's a mashu, a negligible amount beyond the shiur of Oino, it would be prohibited. This point that Rav is making is very similar to the point that we saw in Rashi when he described the question of Mai Ko'omar. Why speak about an additional Isar when we know the original, say, boundary? And if you go beyond the original boundary, the original level, even a negligible amount, it's already problematic. So, Elama Rava, Rava gives us his take on it. Pichasa Sela Isar Ladinar. This Tanaic source that mentioned Pochos Mikan Isar actually is referring to a Sela coin that gets diminished an Isar per dinar. That would be 4 Isar per Sela Usar. Then it is a problem. It's a problem of Oino. You cannot present it any longer at its original face value. Who spoke about Isar Ledinar? That was Rebbe Meir's opinion. Ustamok Rebbe Meir. And here we have an unnamed section of the Tanaic source. That's Stamok, meaning an unnamed section of the Tanaic source. And that's Ki Rebbe Meir, in accordance with Rebbe Meir's approach. Namely, 1/24th. Tanan Hosom. Sela Shenifsala Vihiskina She Shekel Ba Mishkolos. A Sela coin that became unfit, and the owner of this coin that was Nifsala, that was rendered unfit, the owner decides to use it as a weight in terms of weights and measures. So a Sela Shenifsala that was Hiskino She Shoikebo Mishkolos Temea. Temea means it now takes on the characteristic of a vessel, and as such it's subject, it's liable to becoming defiled. Things that are vessels are items that have a particular use and are subject to tuma, subject to defilement. There are, in the realm of life, items that are not vessels. They're broken. They're fragments of an original vessel. They are not subject to defilement. Ad kamo tifchas v'yerashoy l'kaimo. How much can a coin become diminished, worn out, and you would be allowed to keep it around? Lesela shnei dinrim. If a Sela coin is diminished to the tune of 2 dinar, which is 1/2, there are 4 dinar in a Sela. So if it's diminished by that quantity, 2 dinars worth of erosion, you can keep it. Pochos mikain yakutz. We take a look in the Rashi, the bottom line of the Rashi commentary, Yokuts, Yechat Cheno Lishnayim, split it into two, break it apart, because otherwise, the Osi Lafuka B'Shekel, if you have a coin that was originally a sella, and it's eroded to the point that it's more than half eroded, we don't want you to keep it around because you could pass it off otherwise as a shekel. And once again, misrepresent value in transactions. The Gemara continues, Yeser al Kain. Yeser al Kain Mai. The source spoke about Pachos Mikan Yokuts. Yeser al Kain Mai. If it's more, you know, is more of the original coin that still remains, whereby the erosion hasn't reached one half. What's the din? Omar Rav Huna, Pachos Mikain Yokuts, Yeser Al Kain Yokuts. Either way, as far as Rav Huna is concerned, if the level of diminishing is less than a half, or if the level of diminishing is more than a half, you've got to destroy the coin. It's mashma from Rav Huna that the situation whereby it's mutter to maintain the coin is if it's diminished, if the sella got diminished to a shekel quantity in one shot, but if it became eroded gradually, Rav Huna seems to be telling us that if it, even before it gets to the shiur of a shekel, the shiur of one half erosion, it is already puzzle, it's already unfit, and you can't keep it around. That's what it appears from Rav Huna's point of view. Just to repeat, according to Rav Huna, it would seem that the reference above to a sella eroding to one half, and you're able to keep it around, is if it became diminished in one shot, not a gradual erosion. Rabbi Ami, we continue in the Gemara, Omar, Pochos Mikan Yokuts, if the erosion level goes under, or beyond one half erosion, you have to destroy the coin. Yes, sir, okay, Nikayim. If more of the original coin remains, more than half of the original coin is of the sella remains, you can maintain it. Rashi at the bottom says, Yeser al kein yikayem de legabi sela. When it comes to a sela coin, minkira p'chisasa. The erosion that it experiences, something that's minkira, is recognizable. V'lo machlifo b'sela. And if you have a coin that's a sela coin that's approaching 50% erosion, but it hasn't yet reached that, people will recognize that it's no longer a sella, and they will not be deceived. Meisvei, we raise a question. You'll notice the volcano shape, the trapezoid, which is featured on the side, represent Kushos al Rav Huna. So we have one here, and three lines from the top of Omid Beis, another one. Meisvei, we turn to Omid Beis. Yeser al kein moichra b'shavya. If the level of erosion is such that it's still more than half of the original remains, you can sell it at its actual value, so we'll call it its intrinsic value, as opposed to its face value. You cannot pass it off as a full sella. My love, shepichaso yoiser michtei oino also. Is it not so that we're describing a case of it becoming eroded more than the shiur of ono? And what did Rav Huna say about a case like that? He said, well, if it's more than the shiur of ono, even though it's not, but it's not yet one half, you've got to get rid of it. Here we have a Tanaic source indicating it's become eroded more than the Shiur Vanah, and yet you don't get rid of it. You can sell it for its intrinsic value. Lo, that's not the point. That's not the explanation. The term Yisera means Dakati lo picha sobichdeo nosa. It hasn't yet become eroded, even to the amount of Oino, Mochro b'shavyo. You can sell it at its value. Rashi says, Mochro b'shavyo b'yofe. This happens from time to time throughout the Shas, that the same word can take on a different meaning, and sometimes an opposite meaning. And here we have a case in point. We're on the top line of the Gemara. We said, yes, okay, Mochro b'shavyo. B'shavyo meant at its actual value and not at its face value. And here, Mochro b'shavyo means b'yofe, at its full face value. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, ad kamo tifchas v'rashoi l'kaimo, b'sela ad shekel. Down to what point can there be erosion and you're still allowed to keep it around? So with regard to a sella coin, down to a shekel. My love, is it not so de poches porta porta, that it gradually diminished? So you have a coin that started out at 100% sella value, and it gradually became diminished. 25% diminished, 35%, 40% diminished, and you're still allowed to keep it around. That's against Rav Huna. We mentioned before in explaining Rav Huna that it seems that the only time that you're allowed to keep it around the sella that becomes a shekel is where the erosion, the 50% erosion, was instant. Here, it doesn't seem to be like that. The Gemara says, lo, Rav Huna would answer, that's not the case, that it was a gradual erosion. The nofil enura v'afchus b'chadazim, it fell into a furnace, which melted the coin. It caused instant diminishing of metallic content. And that's what the Tanaic source is describing, which is in line with Rav Huna. Omar Mar, a quote from the source before. Ikoveno v'yitleno b'tzavor b'no o b'tzavor b'ito. Note that this quote comes from the source we saw on Omid Aleph, the star that you see to the immediate side of the Gemara text. You can align it with the star back on Omid Aleph. So we're dealing with a coin that has become eroded more than half its original size. We saw that you can make a hole in it and suspend it as a pendant around your child's neck. We ask Viromini, we raise a contradiction. Lo yaseno mishkol bein mishkoloisov. This coin that's become so eroded, you are not to use it as a weight amongst your weights and measures. Lo yizrekeno bein grutosov, nor cast it amongst your scrap metal. Velo yikoveno v'yitleno b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar b'ito. And you can see quite clearly, we've dashed, underlined this phrase. This is the point of contradiction. Elo o yishchoik, either grind it down, o yotuch, or melt it, o yokutz, o yolich liyam hamelech, or make a hole in it. Or yokutz, we saw actually in Rashi earlier, at the bottom of Omid Aleph, we break it into two, or cast it into the salt sea. Well, we have a contradiction then. In our source before on Omid Aleph, it says you can make a hole in it and suspend it as a pendant around your child's neck. And here, that's not an option. Omar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar answers, Ramila, another version by way of names, Omar Rav Huna Omar Rabbi Elazar. You have here Rav Huna quoting Rabbi Elazar. Lo kashya, There is no contradiction kan be'emtza, kan min hatzad. If you make a hole in the middle of the coin, that's okay. Then you can convert it into a pendant around your child's neck. However, if you make the hole near the rim of the coin, the edge of the coin, that's what this source is saying. Lo yikoveno, don't make the hole at the edge of the coin and suspend it in that way from your child's neck. What's the difference? If you make the hole at the edge of the coin, it's easy to file down the coin and use it to deceive the public as if it were a full shekel, when it in fact is a coin that started as a sela and has eroded to less than a shekel in value. Ad mosai mutar lahachzir. We saw this also a quote from before. Up to what point can the return be insisted? And we should point out, by the way, that this, of course, was a quote from our Mishnah, the top of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So up to what point can you insist on getting back your merchandise and giving the coin back to the customer, the eroded coin? So, Bekrochim, in cities, Ad Shira LaShulchani, enough time in which you could have shown it to a money changer, and he would establish that it's truly an eroded coin. The Kforim, in communities, in small communities, in villages, Ad Arve Shabbosos, until Friday, enough time, that would give them enough time to attempt to show the coin, expend the coin in their Shabbos purchases. My shna besela de maflig. Why is it that when it comes to a coin, we make a distinction between large cities and villages? My shna betalis de lo maflig. When it came to the issue of verifying or assessing the value of merchandise, no distinction was made in the Mishnayos between large cities and villages. When it came to merchandise, so we said enough time to show it to a tagor, to a merchant. Omar Abaye. Let me just repeat, maybe it's the obvious, but why, when it comes to a coin that we're suspicious of its erosion reaching the oino level, do we make a distinction between the different types of communities? Whereas when it comes to assessing an article, an item of merchandise, we made no distinction when it came to the issue of assessing its value in terms of whether or not there was oino. Omar Abaye. Abaye responds, Kitna nami masnisen. The Mishnah that said, repeat that, Omar Abaye, Kitna nami masnisen betalis. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesomid Beis that spoke about the talis, until when can the deal be reversed, and it made no mention of Erev Shabbos. Bekrochim Tanan, it was a Mishnah that in fact was dealing with a sale of merchandise in a large city. So that, according to Abaye, the distinction that is being made here with regard to coins is actually the same distinction that applies to merchandise and the amount of time we give for assessment. And it just so happens that the Mishnah dealing with the merchandise on Daf Mem Tesumet Beis was dealing with the sale of a talis in Krochim, in a large town. Therefore, no mention of the Erev Shabbos standard of time. Rava, Omar Rava, has a different take on it, different than that of Abaye. Rava says, talis, when it comes to merchandise, kol inish kim le begave. Everyone knows the value of merchandise. Even in small towns, you can go to your neighbor and get a quick assessment. There's no need, when it comes to merchandise, to wait till Friday. Sela, however, when it comes to coins, Kevan Dalav Kol Inish Kim Le Begave Ela Shulchani, when it comes to assessing the true value of a coin, not everyone is expert in it. You need a money changer to give you a professional opinion. Hilkoch, therefore, with regard to coins, we do make the distinction. Bekrochim, the Iko Shulchani, in large communities where you do have money changers, ad Sheyara Lishulchani. So if you are in a large town, the amount of time to reverse the deal is much more limited because you have a shulchani available. Bekforim, the leko shulchani, in small villages where you do not have the convenience of money changers, ad arve shabosas the salkin lishuka. Then we say you have this extended amount of time until Friday when people go to the markets to buy their Shabbos food, and at that point the possessor of the questionable coin can seek an evaluation. V'imhoya makiro afilu achar shneim osor chodesh v'chule. We saw in the Mishnah mekablo heimenu ve'ein olov elo tar oimes. Now, when we read the Mishnah, we said that was a difficult phrase to understand. Hecha. First of all, where are we speaking? E bekrochim, if you're dealing with a large community, ho amris, but we already established that the reversal of the deal, the taking, the giving back of the coin to the person, that the questionable coin, is only ad shiara l'shulchani, only with enough time that you who received the coin would be able to show it to a shulchani. The Mishnah seeks about the return of a problematic coin after 12 months. E bikforim, if you're dealing with a village, ho amris ad arvi shabosis. True, there's an extended amount of time relative to krochim, but it's only until Friday. What's this idea of 12 months? Omar Rav Chisda, midas chasidus shanu kan. The example of 12 months is an example pertinent to someone who practices piety. And what we're saying, that if the person that gave the problematic coin to you is a chassid, so he will accept it, even after such a long time has passed. E hachi eimo seifa, if you're describing a chassid, so read the continuation of that very phrase. It says, Ein lo elo taroimis. He has only the option of feeling of taromis, of ill feelings towards you. Leman is, the question is, who is the one that's having these negative feelings? E lechosid, if you're talking about the pious one that was described as one willing to accept in return the bad coin after 12 months, and then you're saying, well, he is the one that's going to have the ill feelings toward you, lot kibuli likbila mine velo tarumis tevele, let him not accept the bad coin and not have the ill feelings toward you. In other words, to suggest an act of piety, of taking back the bad coin, but at the same time engendering ill feelings, that's better not the taking back of the coin and not the ill feelings. El Viela, Lehech de Kibla Mine. The ill feelings would be the one that returned the coin to the pious person. The chassid accepted from this guy the coin, and now this guy who returned the coin after so long an amount of time will then have ill feelings. He'll have ill feelings toward the chassid. Well, that doesn't make sense. Ula bosser de mekablu mine. After the chassid, the pious one, was so kind, so accommodating to accept in return the bad coin, Tarumus tefele, would the one who returned the coin have ill feelings toward the chassid? Hachi komar. So here we come up with our final explanation. Ho acher. someone who is, if you're dealing, if you receive the coin from someone who is not a chassid, and that person who paid you with the bad coin, he doesn't want to take it back now. So much time has lapsed. You didn't call off the deal immediately. So much time has elapsed. So that's someone else other than a chassid who doesn't want to take the coin back. Even though he is not taking the coin back. Ein loy olav elo taromes. The one with whom remained the bad coin has only an expression of negative feelings toward that individual, but nothing more. You who are holding on to the bad coin and can't pass it back to the one who gave it to you, you caused your own loss because you didn't return it within the original limited time frame that you had been allotted. So the issue of the Ein Lo Olav Elo Tarumes is in effect referring to a case different than the 12-month scenario. The 12-month scenario in which the Mishnah said Im Hoya Makira Afilu Achar Shneimos Chodesh Mekablo Himenu is referring to a person who practices Chassidus, who practices piety. He would be willing to take the coin back after 12 months. Now, if the one who gave you the coin was not a pious individual, someone that doesn't go beyond the letter of the law and refuses to receive the coin in return after so much time has lapsed, so you'll have to stay with your coin, and you cannot have anything more than taroimus, negative feelings toward that guy who passed off the bad coin to you initially. But as far as any legal financial claim, no, because you brought the loss on yourself in so far as you waited so long. The Mishnah describes someone who had an eroded coin. He can use it for the redemption of the Meiser Sheni tithe. And one doesn't have to worry that something is wrong in this kind of tithing, in this kind of redemption, because one who does, focus on diminished amounts, on erosion, is described as a nefesh raw. Omar Rav Papa, Shma Mino, from the Mishnah and the description therein, Hai Man de Moikim Azuzi, one who refuses to accept coins which have experienced a small amount of erosion, Mikri Nefesh Ra, he is described as one of bad spirit, of churlishness. Vehanimili hu desagilahu. This description of someone who refuses to accept a coin because it's a bit worn out is described as nefesh ra, provided the coin in fact is sagilahu, means it's fit for expenditure. People would accept it. The general public would accept it. You don't want to accept it because it's slightly worn. That would then give you the label of nefesh raw. Misayale lechizkia. The Mishnah that says you can use the worn out coin, the slightly worn out coin, for Meiser Sheni redemption purposes supports chizkia. The Omar chizkia, bo leforta. If you want to exchange a sela that's worn, a bit worn, and convert it into copper coins, bishavya, you can convert it, but you have to take into consideration that it's not a full sela anymore, and you would convert it factoring in the erosion, so that you're going to be receiving in change for the sela an amount of copper coins a bit less than a full sela worth of prutos. Bishavya means at its actual intrinsic value. Ba l'chalala, if however you want to use the slightly worn sela coin for redemption purposes, redemption of Meiser Sheni, mechalala biyofe, you can redeem upon it a quantity of fruit whose value is a full sela at face value. My komar. Rashi explains the question of my komar. Generally, when you see that expression of my komar, it's a reaction to something that doesn't seem to make any sense. So what has been said till now that seems to be superfluous or not making any sense? Rashi says, my ko'omar ba'al forta porta b'shavya. Chizkiya, in his first point, Aleph, that we've called, says that if you come to change the sela for prutos, you change it in accordance with its intrinsic current value. What is Chizkiya trying to tell us? Masnisin, asal ashminin. Is he coming to tell us information that we know already from a Mishnah? The kevon de pichaso kidei oino asul lahitzia biyofa, that a coin, once it's become eroded to the tune of the onoa rate, you can no longer pass it off as a full sela coin. That information we know already from the Mishnah, which predates Chizkiya. What reason would Chizkiya have to tell us something that we would already know? So the Gemara explains, Hochi ko'omar. Afapi kishebo leforta porta b'shavya, even though when you come to redeem it, change it for a different denomination of coins, you do so at its actual current value. Kshu mechalala Mechalala biyofe. When he redeems the Meiser Sheni produce onto it, you can redeem, in fact, more than the value of the coin. You can redeem upon it a quantity of fruits whose value is more than the actual value of the coin. Let us look at Rashi together. Hochi ko'omar. Afapi shekshebola forta b'Yerushalayim b'prutos likach sudas meiser al korcho yifarteno b'shavya v'lo biyofe. Even though when you come into Yerushalayim with this meiser sheni sela coin upon which you redeemed the fruits, and now you want to change the coin into copper coins, which are used commonly in buying small quantities of food. When you make that change from the silver coin, the silver sela coin, into the smaller copper coins, you're going to be doing at the current actual value of the coin and not as if it's a full sela. Afilu hachi sela shmo. Nevertheless, it is called a sela coin. She'ena ela nefesh ro. That anyone who would not accept it would be viewed as a nefesh ro. Ukshechilo maestro leo. And when he did the original redemption of Meiser Sheni produce onto the coin, Mechalel Biyofe, you're entitled to view the coin as if it were a full sela, and take that amount of Meiser Sheni produce and redeem them onto this coin. Vashmini Chizkiya demasnisin dekotoni noisin leMeiser Sheni. What Chizkiya reveals to us is that when the Mishnah said v'noisin leMeiser Sheni, it meant ki'ilu hi yofe komar, as if it's a full-fledged sela coin. It is important for me to point out that the explanation we just gave is basically an interim explanation. We explained mechala biyofe had meant that you would view the meiser sheni, you would view the sela coin as if it were a full-fledged meiser sheni, a full-fledged sela coin, and thereby redeem that amount, a full seller worth of produce, onto this coin, which just so happens to be worth a bit less than a full seller. As I say, that is an interim explanation, and now the Gemara goes on. Lemeimra de Sover Chizkia de Mezalzalinon b'Meiser Sheni. Does this suggest that, according to Chizkia, you can end up being Poda, redeeming a greater amount of Meiser Sheni produce than the actual value of the coin? In a figurative sense, is Chizkia saying that I can stuff onto the coin such a great amount of Meiser Sheni produce that the coin is completely filled with Meiser Sheni Kedusha? And after you do a redemption, there's no space left on the coin for any further redemptions. Is that so? The Omar Chizkia. But Chizkia has actually said to the contrary. Meiser Sheni She'ein Bo Shaveh Pruta. What happens with someone that has a very small quantity of Meiser Sheni, where the Meiser Sheni is so small in quantity that it's not worth even a pruta, which is the smallest denomination of currency? If you can imagine, you have a section of an orange that you received from someone who didn't do any tithings. So you have one section of an orange that needs to be tithed. Now 10% of that is a very small piece of orange. That very small piece that you're going to separate as the Meiser Sheni is not going to be worth even a pruta. What are you to do now? You want to eat it, let us say, outside of Jerusalem. What do you do by way of redemption? So Meiser Sheni, Shein Bo Shaveh Pruta, Oimer, what Chizkia tells you to do is you declare the following. You say as follows. Hu v'chumsho, it, the Meiser Sheni, of that small piece of orange, hu, and an additional fifth, mechulal al mois horishainos, it shall be redeemed on other monies upon which I had done earlier redemptions. Because in making an initial redemption, a person is not so exact. A person's tendency is to redeem upon a coin a bit less than the value of the coin. So there's a little space left on the coin that can now absorb that very small amount of Meiser Sheni that lacks a Shaveh Pruta. Now, we didn't mention, I think, a key point that we should have mentioned earlier. We were working on an assumption here, and that is that Meiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shaveh Pruta, because of its lack of significance, cannot be the initial redemption onto a coin. It's too insignificant to let's say, it's for its sanctity to latch onto a coin that doesn't have any previous redemption done onto it. However, if you have a coin that's already been party to redemption, namely, you've redeemed a significant amount of Meiser Sheni onto a given coin, Chizkia points out here that there's space left on the coin. People are, let's say, careful not to stuff the coin up in their initial redemption. They don't want to, have a situation where they've redeemed more fruits than the value of the coin itself, because in their thinking then that there's a certain amount of the fruits that haven't experienced real redemption. So what the result of, say, this nervousness on the part of the public is that when they redeem, they leave a little space on the coin representing more value than that which they redeemed onto it. If that's the case, then how do you square that away with what Chizkia said before, that when you're redeeming Meiser Sheni and you have an eroded Sela coin, you can view the eroded Selah coin as if it's a full-fledged Selah coin and redeem onto it a full amount of produce worth a Selah. When in reality, you've stuffed the coin with more value of fruits than the coin itself represents. So there's no space left on the coin. What are we to make of the Chizkiah? The Gemara answers, my Yofe, when Chizkiah said earlier that when you come to redeem the Meiser Sheni Machala B'Yofe, what Chizkiah meant there, it doesn't mean, like we said before, that you're going to view the eroded Selah coin as a full Selah, but rather Beturas Yofe. Beturas Yofe means treat it as an acceptable coin in accordance with its intrinsic value. The Trei Zili Lo Mezalzalinon Bei. Now, in order to appreciate that phrase, we will look at Rashi right under the Gemara text. Beturas Yofe. She Mishefilel Oleho Kfi Domim Vadoyin. When you redeem upon the coin. Let's read that Rashi from the beginning again. B'toras yofe, shemechale alo leho kfi domim vadoyim shelo. When you redeem Meiser Sheni on a full-fledged coin, on a newly minted coin, a non-eroded coin, you redeem an amount of Meiser Sheni that corresponds to the coin. Kach lo yichalel alzu elo domim vadoyin shelo. So too, when you're dealing with an eroded coin, do not redeem upon it any amount of fruits greater than the current value of the eroded coin. That's what Chizkiah meant when he said, not like we said before, you would treat the eroded coin as if it were a complete newly minted coin, but rather, just like a newly minted complete coin is entitled to have redemption done upon it in corresponding to its value, so to the eroded coin, the partially worn out coin, you are entitled to redeem upon it in accordance with its current value. Rashi goes on to Trei Zili Lo Mezalzalin on Bay. The Afagav Disnan Noisein Lemaiser Sheni. Even though we said you can use the eroded coin as a means of redemption, Chad Ziluso Ashminen. One level of Zilzul. Zilzul is an expression meaning to treat something in an offhanded way. One, we'll say, leniency that we apply. The mischalel al sela chasera, we allow you to redeem onto a worn sela coin. Velo amrinon, and we do not say harehu kas simon o kemois hanitnois besimen. We don't view the worn coin as if it were an unminted coin like an asimon aval. So that we do allow. We have this leniency that we allow a worn coin to be used in the process of redemption. Avol Trei Zili, name, but to have a double form of leniency, L'chala l'la meiser b'demei sela yofelo, but to treat the worn out coin in the context of redemption as if it were a complete newly minted sela coin, that far we do not go. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.